There is absolutely no basis under international law to preventively or preemptively disarm a country you don't like. I mean, if that were the case, it would be a recipe for global chaos, because lots of countries have adversaries they would like to see without weapons. This is completely lawless. There is absolutely no basis in international law to do it. But it's a continuation of what Israel has been doing in Syria for at least a decade. So many, many hundreds of preventive attacks have been launched by Israeli forces in Syria to destroy Hezbollah weapons, dumps, storage facilities, in circumstances where there is no armed attack from Hezbollah on Israel from Syria. And that would be the only circumstance in which you could use self-defense against Hezbollah in Syria. So it's different from the situation in Lebanon, because there is a hot conflict there. But you can't just, you know, follow your enemy wherever they are in the world and bomb them in some third country, which has been Israel's approach. It's also done it in, of course, in other ways, and we've commented on this previously, through campaigns of assassinations of adversaries in third countries, including in quite a few number of cases of civilians. I mean, think of the multiple assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists over the last 10, 15 years.